Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny with pleasant temperatures. In Tel Aviv, expect bright skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys clear conditions, perfect for outdoor activities. And in Haifa, the sun shines warmly throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, participated in war crimes. The organization pursuing IDF soldiers filed a complaint in Italy against an Israeli tourist, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also, at the Entebbe reunion, ex-hostages say October 7th shattered their faith in Israel's promise of rescue. That's from the Times of Israel in the past hour. Also this hour, Iran's leaders weep over Khamenei's coffin in a mass funeral show of defiance, as Ynet reported earlier today. Separately, IDF kills Hamas terrorist who abducted Captain Daniel Perez. This comes from JNS in earlier reporting. And finally, at the Entebbe reunion, former hostages say October 7th shattered their faith in Israel's promise of rescue, according to JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that the Lebanese government removed pro-Iran billboards near Beirut airport, replacing them with Lebanon First signs. Ynet Global reported 27 minutes ago about Israeli poker player Ashi Moshe winning his fifth World Series of Poker bracelet, securing over $680,000. From Middle East 24, Israeli public broadcaster correspondent Yuri Levy asked Mohamed Salah to name Egypt's greatest footballer following their historic FIFA World Cup qualification. Let's go deeper, starting with a complaint filed in Italy. The Palestinian-Belgian organization Keren Hind Rajab claims an Israeli tourist participated in war crimes. According to Walla, the complaint was submitted in Rome. This move could strain diplomatic relations between Israel and Italy at a sensitive time. Turning to the Entebbe reunion, former hostages reflected on the events of October 7th, expressing a loss of faith in Israel's rescue promises. The Times of Israel highlights the emotional impact of the past on current perceptions of security. It serves as a poignant reminder of the ongoing challenges in ensuring national safety. Meanwhile, millions are expected to attend ceremonies in Iran and Iraq following the death of Iran's supreme leader. Ynet reports this as a display of unity and defiance. The event underscores the region's political tensions and could affect regional alliances. In a related development, the IDF's action against the Hamas terrorists involved in the October 7th attacks adds a layer to the ongoing conflict. JNS notes that the terrorists held hostages who were later killed by friendly fire. This incident highlights the complexities and tragic outcomes in conflict zones, influencing military and humanitarian approaches. Finally, the Entebbe reunion features again, with former hostages voicing concerns over Israel's security commitments. JTA provides context on how past military successes are viewed through the lens of recent events. It's a stark reminder of the enduring legacy of historical operations. Turning to business and markets. First, labor migration is now seen as a geopolitical weapon, according to Ynet Business, emphasizing its role beyond mere economic exchange. Separately, a new study from CTEC finds that women are driving Haredi entry into high tech, while male participation remains stagnant. And finally, Nochi Dankner, once a powerful figure in the Israeli economy, begins a new post-bankruptcy with restrictions detailed by Globes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.